I'm Rachel Otwell. You're listening to Illinois Edition. Today, we continue our look into spirituality. I'm joined now by local artist Wendy Allen. And joining us on the phone is her friend and fellow artist, Carol Bridges. Carol's from Nashville, Indiana. The two will be putting on a collaborative show later in the month called Draw Near. And on Wednesday at 7 p.m., Wendy will be giving a talk about the intersection of art and spirituality, kind of as a preview for that exhibition later in the month. So let's start now with introductions. So Wendy, you can go first and tell us a bit about your background as an artist and the kind of artwork you do.
I've been involved in as an artist for many years, but never really took myself seriously until the last few years. I have a BFA in art, and I taught art in school systems, and I did art therapy for 15 years. I also was a psychotherapist sort of during that time. So there's sort of an intersection of psychological insight and art that's woven in my life. And in the last maybe 4 years ago, I experienced a pretty massive downpouring of creative inspiration, and I started making art. And initially, I used acrylic painting, and then I found myself moving, adding textiles into the painting. And pretty soon, I was doing primarily hand-sewn fabric collages, and they are either of inspirational images or of mandalas.
And we were talking earlier, looking at some of that artwork, about the way you source your art, which is unique. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah. Most of the fabrics that I used are repurposed from thrift shops or garage sales. And I just sort of go along and wait until I see interesting patterns or colors or textures of fabrics. And then I buy them and I cut them up, and they're covering one end of my house.
And so, Carol, go ahead and introduce yourself as well. And I'm also curious to know more about, you said that you're a sacred place guide, so to know more about that as well.
Okay. Well, I've been doing art since I was a child in many different forms. And in the 70s, I became really involved in women's empowerment, teaching classes, helping women understand themselves and explore their spirituality. And that led me also to exploring women's art, which traditionally was limited to the arts that could be done at home. So quilting, sewing, writing, taking care of the home, gardening, those kinds of things. And eventually added quilting to what I was doing. And I don't do any kind of regular quilts. I was also an oil painter at one point in time, so I do more landscapes and people visions on my quilts. I just call them quilts because they're multiple fabric layers. That's really the only thing that qualifies them as quilts. Anyway, they're expressions of my spirituality and things that I would like to impart to others about women's life, the life of the soul, women at home, the power of home to be, again, a sacred place. And I also taught feng shui for many years, and so feng shui being the art of creating a home and environment that's in balance in order to help your own life to be in balance. So the skills of making home a work of art, and furthering women's empowerment through all those arts that women have always been involved in. It's just been my life, really, since I was born. Even as a child, I drew house plans and made little communities with my brother's train set. So I've been doing this for 74 years.
And so tell us about how you two met and why you decided to do a collaboration. Now that I've seen both your art, it's pretty obvious, but this is the radio. So if you could just explain to people, yeah, how you met and why you decided to collaborate.
Yes, well, Wendy actually came to a women's class I was having. We just became friends from there. So we've been friends actually a long, long time and have always found ourselves to be on the same track, whether it was reading the same books, even though we lived in different states sometimes, which like we do now. But we, when we talk to each other, we go, wow, I just read that too, or I'm thinking along the same lines, or I just experienced that in my life as well. And we just always seem to be clicking down the same road together. And artistically, Wendy has been truly a source of inspiration for me, and she's told me many times it's the same way for her. So I'll let Wendy talk, too, about this now.
I met Carol when I was in graduate school in counseling education, and she ran a local organization called Clearing the School of the Healing Arts, and that was where I took classes with her. And Carol and I just sort of went down a series of adventures together, one of which was we decided at one point, a group of us, that we were going to move to Indiana to form spiritual community. And that was a rock and rolling adventure, to say the least. Yeah, we never did form that community, but it certainly enhanced our relationship and our connection with each other. When I, Carol, I consider Carol to be a creative genius, and Carol would not say that, but she's an immensely spiritually developed being and an immensely talented soul. She's a prolific writer. She's written a number of books. She wrote and designed my absolute favorite tarot deck called the Medicine Woman Tarot. And, you know, I went along with her and took her course in feng shui. So I'm also a feng shui practitioner. But Carol, Carol's got it all going, whether it's graphically, spiritually, literally. And she's also had a profound dedication to the earth.
So, Wendy, your work has a geometric and very colorful aesthetic. Tell us some of the meaning behind the work, though. It's beautiful, but I feel like there's a little more to it than that.
Yeah, well, it seems like lately I've been doing quite a few mandalas, and or I should say the mandalas want to be made through me, because I really believe that the art Carol and I create has a consciousness of, in its own right. It carries a certain, communicates a certain energetic. But mandalas are cross-cultural phenomena. They're a geometric, frequently organized geometrically. And I've gone to India 4 times now and studied at Oneness University in particular. And my initial introduction to the experiencing of mandalas occurred there. And a mandala has a central point that they would call a bindi. And the bindi represents the unseen, the mystery, sort of the center of the universe or the divine. And so that's where I start on my pieces. I start at the center, and then they sort of organically evolve outwardly. And that's what we do. You know, we start as ova in our mommy's belly, and we organically evolve. And ultimately, we evolve outwardly and then begin the return back. So mandalas are designed to draw the attention of the viewer through those layers and through layers of their own consciousness back to their highest sacred self, or that center, that bindi. And there's not really a difference between the higher sacred self and the divine in my eyes.
And so, Carol, give us a little idea of what viewers will be seeing when they walk into the gallery for your show with Wendy, Draw Near, and what kind of impact you hope it has.
I'm hoping that people will see in both of our work that there's an aliveness to the work of art that comes from our spiritual dimension. And I'm hoping to give people the experience of a deeper insight into themselves or a greater awareness of perhaps, well, one of my quilts is called Can We Sow Peace by Morning? And that one in particular, it depicts several women sewing a quilt of the new earth, and it's not finished yet. And I made that quilt after a dream and meditation when the war in Iraq started. And so I felt like the quilters that I had met are such loving, compassionate people, and they were always making quilts for people in the hospital or homeless people, you know, constantly giving their work away without really any reward other than the act of giving. And so I saw quilters as people who are really doing a great job trying to make a new world just because of the level of love they were putting into all those quilts. So I wanted to depict that and show that we're already busily making a world of peace as best we can. And then in the quilt, the sun is rising in the background, and we're trying to sew as fast as we can to make a peaceful world. So it's that kind of feeling, a feeling of, yes, we can do this. And whenever someone would look at any of my work, but that one in particular, to just feel inspired and supported in the peaceful, loving work that they're trying to give to the world.
We know, I guess, historically, as is the case for just about every field, men have dominated the art world and who really gets credit for having the best work. So I'm wondering how you think this exhibit is going to stand out and be unique. And I would say the fact that it is so female focused and by two women would be one way. But are you hoping for, you know, any other surprises or thoughts that the viewers might walk away with?
I'd like to briefly speak to the title of the show, Draw Near. And that came from a Rumi poem. Rumi was a Sufi mystic. And the poem, the verse of the poem that struck me, which is why I presented it to Carol as possible name for our show, was, I'll quote it, draw near, and I will whisper in your ear the name of the one whose radiance makes the spheres to dance. And I believe that and maybe this is a feminist, maybe this is woman's art, but a woman is after an experience. It's a sensory, tactile kind of thing more than grabbing a hold of something necessarily with the mind or the intellect as we do in our current fast-paced culture. And so I would hope that part of the experience would be that that when people come to view this work, they would experience it almost like a beckoning finger going, draw near, let me show you your highest nature. And so then there would be almost a dialogue between the viewer and the piece of art. And that I would really hope for. Also, there's another local artist, Sherry Miller, who does creative space design and used to be known as a potter locally. But Sherry's is doing an installation in the Triangle Building next to the Pharmacy Art Gallery that's going to feature a South American goddess, earth goddess, called Pachamama. And she's 6 foot tall, and Sherry's sort of creating a sacred temple in there that honors her and honors the earth. So I think that, you know, that will be yet another experience. Another local artist, Timothy Donovan Russell, is contributing with audio visual installation, and the visuals have almost subliminal cuts of both Carol and my work in them. We would hope that this would be an experience for people.